old school. Used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, now everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you log on. Yep, he's old school. Yep, used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, now everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you log on. BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, log on. Log on. BobbyBuck.com.
Hello, 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 peoples. Welcome back to the Bobby Buck Show one more again. And today is going to be a very, very special and a very, very enlightening show for people. We're going to be talking about the medical field, the medical profession. And today, my in-studio guest, we're going to have Mr. Dr. Robert Jameson of Elite Medical Group. He's going to host the Medical Rundown, sponsored by Alternative Healthcare. And so, give a round of applause if y'all will. Anybody else in here? Just me, huh?
Yes,
oh,
sir,
okay. And what I hear,
nothing. I give myself a round of applause.
Yeah. All right. So, Dr. Jameson, give us a little background about Elite Medical Group and some of the services you guys offer. Especially, I heard something about that, that LiPo.
Yeah, that LiPo is going hard, baby. I tell you that, at LiPo, yeah. I'm serious.
I heard they've been keeping you busy on the weekends.
Yeah, I do seminars on weekends.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's a good non-invasive procedure. Basically, just melt fat away, you know, in your abdomen. You know what I mean? Just dump it off into your circulation. Of course, you have to do some form of exercise.
Right.
Something like that to correspond with it, you know, to see good results. But the key thing is, first time you have it, significant results. You lose a couple of inches.
Okay.
Every time you have a session, you lose inches.
Okay.
I mean, that's just something non-invasive. And that's a safe part of it. You know what I mean? Non-invasive right. Meaning that you don't have any side effects. You don't have to worry about any needles. You don't have to worry about not being able to go to work. As soon as the treatment is over, you can go back to your daily routine.
I mean, as soon as it's done.
As soon as it's over, you walk back out, you do your daily routine. But let's not go too far without giving recognition to the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, this
right
is October.
On. Right, yes,
and,
sir.
And,
yeah.
You know, this is a significant month for a lot of women that has breast cancer. So,
right, yes.
I want to give a shout out to all the breast cancer survivors. Give yourself a round of applause for taking the initiative to take control over your own health.
Yes.
By doing that, just a simple test, I mean, a mammogram or something like that, and early detection is key in treatment. But we don't want to forget the ones that have lost their loved ones to breast cancer. Of course, you know, I lost my mother September the 6th, 2012 to cancer. When cancer stole my mother's life, it hurt. And right to this day,
yes,
I'm still pissed.
Right.
So, of course, I have become a significant advocate for cancer, whether it be lung cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. Cancer is cancer, and it kills.
Yes.
But if you can do some early stages of detection, then, hey, you can beat the odds. And doing that, it's just simple routine tests. That's all it takes to beat this disease. So spreading the word about how people can reduce their cancer risk, just to spread a simple word like this. Don't ignore the symptoms. That's it. Don't ignore the symptoms. Your body gives you all kinds of symptoms.
Are there some key systems or anything like that? Or just
Well, it just depends on what related type of cancer you have.
Okay,
you're going to get a symptom. I mean, some females with breast cancer, they get a lump. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They need to get that lump checked out. They get a little knot, a bulge in the breast.
Yeah.
They need to get that checked out. You know what I mean? Guys, prostate enlarge, you know, early detection. At the age between 45, 50, you should have a colonoscopy to determine whether you got any type kind of rectal cancer, colon cancer, or prostate. You want to get those things checked out, you know, way before time.
Well, I need to do that. I just turned 45 this year.
Yeah, you know.
And like I say, I'm here having a show about it.
Well, I'm here to tell you. I'm going to give you some information today, brother. Just take it to heart.
Right.
You know, it's your life.
Right on.
And I do care about you as a brother.
Right.
I love you now. But you got to take the initial control over. You got to take control over your health. Do not just think something is not important because you might have a headache. But you don't want to ignore that headache. Mm-hmm. Reason being? You can have an aneurysm. You can have a blood clot. You can have significant thing going on in your brain just based on the headache. So do not hesitate. Chest pain. Do not take the thing lightly.
Right.
It can steal your life. And you're a good guy.
Right.
You're a
good guy. I tried.
You've been through some obstacles in your life as well. But from this day forward, take it to heart. Simple test. Early detection. Yeah. Take care of all your issues, friend. Yeah. So I want to give you a little background about Elite Medical Group. Elite Medical Group is a multidisciplinary clinic. We have physical therapy. We have X-rays. We have internal medicine. We have cardiologists, neurologists, pain management, wound care, neurovascular diagnostics. So many programs that we're offering. We also have physical therapy, acupuncture. Dr. Lin, I was just telling you about Dr. Lin. You know, Dr. Lin, he's a good, an awesome acupuncturist. I mean, he see a lot of my patients, like right now, he control weight loss programs. Okay. I mean, pain management. I mean, even if you have some significant problem going on with your weight and you want to lose some weight, he has a phenomenal program that's affordable for you to have a ear needle, ear acupuncture. That's really the medical term for it. And what that does, it can decrease your appetite and cause you to lose weight. Mm. But you can't just have one treatment. Of course, you have to come in at least about twice a week and do it, you know, in varieties of treatment.
Okay.
And I do the eye lipo, you know, to correspond with the ear acupuncture. You can lose significant weight like that. I mean, you can drop off some inches in your abdomen, get your gym membership, work out a lot at home, get the ear acupuncture to go with that, you can control your weight loss significantly. And I'm not going to tell you you're going to come in and get like one liposuction treatment and think that you're going to lose all your weight. You're going to lose some inches.
Okay.
And inches is not pounds. But it can, you know, if you keep coming back, of course it'll accumulate to something significant and you can actually lose some weight in your abdomen. Mm-hmm. And we can tone your muscles up, a body sculpture at the same time. We can tone your muscle. Of course, when you lose the fat, once you melt the fat away and it goes into circulation, you don't have to worry about it coming back. You don't have to worry. Listen to me. You don't have to worry about it coming back. Because once it goes off into circulation, the only way it's going to come back, you got to consume some calories. You got to consume some more calories and put the fat back in. But key to that is continue exercising. Yeah. Get a proper diet and stick with the dieting. Exercise a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Cardio is always important.
Yeah, do your part. That's what a lot of people don't think about. Even myself, because around August 1st of my birthday, I let sweets go.
Yeah.
And I was doing okay, and I noticed, you know, I lost a little bit. And then, all of a sudden, within a short amount of time, the weight came right back.
Wow.
Started eating sweets.
Again. You know, I can tell you, I weigh 185 pounds. Okay. I've been in L.A. for 4 years now. I've been weighing 185 pounds. 4 years. I haven't increased any weight. I haven't decreased any. It's balanced. That's because I work out and I eat great vegetables.
Vegetables. That's the stuff I need to be eating. Okay. I knew something I was doing wrong.
No, I eat right. You know, I work out and I eat right. And of course, you know, I'm a workaholic. You know, combined to all that ripping and running around in the hospitals and the clinics and all the other facilities that I go to and help enhance people's practices, I can tell you I am fit. I don't have any just a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
But no, I don't need lipo, but I can tell you our patient database is growing in the lipo area of this practice. I'm the director of operation over that practice over at Elite Medical.
Okay.
I work closely with Dr. Kenny Lin. He's my buddy. I mean, he's my brother in healthcare. And when I say this here, and you've been knowing me for some time.
Right.
Now, you know, you've been watching me grow. Mm-hmm. Over the years, you have watched me grow from nobody to somebody. You know, even though I was somebody till I got here, then I become nobody because I didn't know anyone. But now everybody know me.
Right.
So what happened is now I have embraced so many medical doctors here in the great city of Los Angeles, throughout the state of California, and we're still growing.
Okay.
I mean, the tests that I specialize in is what they call neuro and vascular diagnostics, nerve conduction. We're talking about pain management. We're talking about wound care. You know, I even go to surgery sometimes, do scar revision with Dr. A. So we have an empire of physicians, not just physicians, but specialties. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when you form a multidisciplinary clinic, when you have doctors on every specialty that's in healthcare, that is an empire, brother. It is not a hospital. It is an empire. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But when you wrap the alternative care of the pharmaceutical medicine, then you're doing some significant things, number one. You're weaning people off the drugs, that basically, controls pain and take you to your grave early. You know, even though marijuana is legal, let me just make a valid point to you, okay?
All right. Hurry, I love listen to you. Listen to this. Talking about marijuana.
I just want to make a point.
Okay.
I want to make a point to you. It's legal here, right?
Right.
So if you have a headache and you're out in public, you go to the store, you buy Tylenol, extra strength, 500 milligram, it's medication.
Right.
If you go to a pharmacist and you get pharmacy prescribed medication, it's a drug, right? Mm-hmm. That means you have rights to take that drug anywhere you go, right?
Right.
If you was a police officer, you was an enforcer, and I had a headache and I had a prescription medication bottle, I popped two pills in front of you because I have a headache to control my pain.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Are you going to take me to jail? No. I bet you better not pull out your prescription marijuana bottle and file for joint. In front of that police officer.
Yeah. See, I got a headache.
And officer. Think you want to be detained.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you?
I feel you on that.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, see, that's the political part about medicine. Yeah. You can't smoke weed in front of a police officer, even though it's your prescription medication, right?
Right.
But you can pop a Loratab prescribed by pharmacists or the doctor, your medical doctor.
Yeah.
Or you can pop a 500 milligram extra strength Tylenol, right, in front of anybody. And pain control.
Yep, and the Tylenol stuff probably worse than the weed.
All this stuff kills your liver.
Yeah.
You have to watch it. You have to watch the side effects and all the medication that you take.
All of it.
All of it has side effects.
Yeah.
There's not one drug that you consume that does not have side effect.
Right.
Now, I say that to say this. Liposuction been around for a long time, right?
Yes.
A long time. That's invasive. That means there are side effects, there are death, there's risk. There's a lot of things associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Lin with the iLipo, boop, no side effects. Non-invasive. Non-invasive. You don't have any side effects. You don't have any precautionary. You don't have to worry about the IV. You don't have to worry about the pre-post-surgical care. You know what I'm saying? Pre-care.
Right.
Uh-huh. Surgical care. So this why we're so successful, because we have procedures. We have programs.
Mm.
We customize. We tailor. We fit to your health.
Okay, all right.
Not
all right.
To kill you, but to give you a long-lasting quality lifestyle of living. Make sense?
Okay.
That's where alternative medicine come in at. This is where alternative healthcare come in at. Now, this is where elite medicine come in, medical come in at, because top of the line.
Okay.
Our facilities is top of the line. It's almost like walking up to the Skid Row radio studio.
Okay.
It is. It's,
right.
It's top of the line.
Okay.
I mean, it's comfortable. All our treatment rooms are very professional, been approved by HIPAA, OSHA.
Okay.
Our clinic is more like a path for you. I mean, it's like you walking into your castle. Professionalism, it starts from the front entrance.
All
from
right.
the front entrance.
Okay.
And Dr. Lin, him and I, we have probably the best customer service experience throughout the whole entire healthcare. I have to pat myself on the back because I really do. I love my job. I don't have days where I hate to go to work.
Right.
This is not a job. It's our career. This is our livelihood. This is why we like to reach out into the community and do some positive things to empower people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I go down Skid Row all the time. You know, I go down. I do free STD testing. I do free HIV testing. We'll do programs to support the unfortunate ones, which is the homeless people, of course.
Right.
Yeah, but how many people that you know will pull up and do some incentive for people that can't eat, need free health care, need a leader, need someone to empower them and encourage them, let them know, hey, this is not the end of the world. You're down on your luck right now. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be down forever.
Right on, yes.
Here, take this $10 and go find your job, put you some resumes in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we do diabetic clinical trials.
Okay,
studies, you know. You have a bad A1C, and if you qualify for 1 hour studies, that's we compensate you along the way. Those are incentive. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is where you can come and get free health care without paying a dime. On the other end, you get compensated by the professionals, the ones that basically does the study. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, if you type 1, type 2 diabetes, and you want to enter into a study, you can't afford a medication, you don't have to write yourself off. You don't have to think that you just don't, no one care about you.
Right.
You can come right downtown, Alvarado and Wilshire, to the NRI, and enter a study. At least see could you qualify for a study.
Right.
Not saying you're gonna come in and get money each time you come in because you gotta qualify to get into a study. But once you're in the study, you get compensated along the way. You follow me?
Okay,
but
there
are guidelines that you have to, you know, go by to qualify. You know, you might be type 2, but you say, well, you know, hundreds and up to $1,000 is a lot of money, but you can't just walk up into the clinic without having assessment, pre-assessment, to see that you qualify, A1C check. So there are certain criteria that need to be met before you can enter a clinical study.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to be, you know, to manage your diabetes along the way, that's an awesome program. Very awesome program. We have some professional endocrinologists. I work closely with the president over at the National Research Institute. Him and I, you know, we're good friends. And I do a lot of referrals. I do a lot of patient referrals. I literally get out in the community and see people in certain situations and offer them a helping hand. What can I do to encourage you? What can I do to assist you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What can I do to make life on this particular day a lot easier for you?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Right.
I mean, there's not a... I don't know a lot of healthcare providers that get out into the community. Now, I do work closely with the Los Angeles Health Department. They provide me with a lot of supplies, you know, to pass out to some of the people. I mean, contraceptives is always important, you know, for STD and HIV. Of course, the American AIDS Foundation is another company that I work closely with.
Okay.
You know, I mean, early detection, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It behooves me to get out and encourage people to take your life seriously, you know what I'm saying? Because people falling off this earth every day.
Sure is.
Because they just don't know. And to save someone's life with breast cancer, this is a strong message. And it's simple. Don't ignore the symptoms. End breast cancer today. And you can do it. Early detection.
And I think we probably need to, like with a lot of the group of people that we're dealing with, and especially like within our culture, we probably need more emphasis and more even more shows like this to make people more aware. Because, you know, repetitions. Because sometimes, all right, yeah, I get a checkup. Then be another year and you run to somebody else. So it need to be a constant reminder that we, okay, I do, you know, because we think we love ourselves, but we treat ourselves so horrible.
Yeah.
So we got to get in a different state of mind.
Yeah, we have to. And I mean, let alone you want to empower your kids growing up too. You know what I mean? I mean, you have teenagers. They need to know about contraceptive. They need to know about the diseases. They need to know how to eat the proper food.
Yeah.
You have kids obese. And that's because they go to McDonald's, they go to Wendy's, they go to the candy machine, the vending machine, they eat candy all day.
The donut, man.
Absolutely. But, you know, you have to really just take care of yourself a lot better and empower the people that you don't think that it affects. It hurt my entire family when I lost my mother. Mm. But thanks to God, who really anointed us with healing hands. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking about the physicians, the medical doctors that works in surgery, the internal medicine doctors that recommend certain treatments and, you know, certain care of professionals, you know. God bless us to have healing hands. And we don't take that for granted. At least I don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't proclaim to be a medical doctor. I don't proclaim to be God. But in my field of practice, in healthcare, I worked surgery for a long time as a physician assistant in surgery. I obtained a PhD in health science. I worked closely with pathology doctors when I was in surgery, infection disease doctors when I was in surgery. I learned the difference between pharmaceutical medicine that's very harmful,
right,
and non-pharmaceutical medicine, no side effects. I just chose another direction to go in healthcare after working 20 plus years in pharmaceutical medicine as a physician assistant.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
To have the knowledge that I've gained over the years, I fellowship trained in surgery in cardiovascular, neurology, general surgery, GYN, urology, ENT. Several departments, post-operative care, which is the recovery room. I practiced anesthesia technician, ICU. Of course, I was on the front line in the emergency room when a person come in, going straight to surgery. Yeah, on the front line. This is a legacy to me. This is something I take to heart. This is something I breathe. I breathe. I wake up to save a life.
It's more like a ministry.
It's a ministry to me, and I take this to heart. I mean, to be a part of an organization like Elite Medical Group, when you work with one president over the entire clinic, you work hand in hand. And here I am, overseeing Alternative Healthcare LA, to collaborate with professionals. I breathe that. To get out and educate a person about certain diseases, I believe that. To raise awareness, I believe that. This is what I do. I take this career. It's not a job. No. Mm-hmm. When I put these blues on, I put these blues on bravely. Right. And when I walk into a hospital or a clinic or a diabetic center, or a diagnostic center, or downtown Skid Row, I wear this blue bravely. You understand that, right?
Right on, yeah.
I'm serious. I care about my profession. I care about the people that God anointed me to be able to reach out to, right?
Right on.
To reach out to them. Mm-hmm. When they're down on their luck, pick them up and say, hey, dust yourself off. There's a clinic right down the street. There's a clinic right around the corner. Take control over your health. It's important. It's your health, not mine. I'm just a messenger. Right. You know, I'm just a messenger.
Right.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
God bless me to be able to minister to these people, human beings, not walk on them, not kick them in the face, but to minister to them. I take this occupation, this career, to heart. When I collaborate with other doctors, medical professionals, acupuncturists, physical therapists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, general surgeon, vascular surgeon, it don't matter. when I collaborate with them, I collaborate them on behalf of my sisters and my brothers. Meaning whether you white, black, blue, green, purple, orange, red, yellow, pink, it don't matter to me. Mm-hmm. Can't speak for no one else. But I'm going to get my hustle on. I'm going to put my blues on every day. And you know sometimes I match them up. I might have on black pants and blue shirt, but black shirt and blue pants.
Yeah.
I match them up. I'm going to and get my hustle on. I'm going to preach my ministry. I don't charge for my service. I give it to you for free. It don't cost you nothing to speak. It don't cost you nothing to shake somebody's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it damn sure don't cost you nothing to give advice. And what I love about Elite Medical Group, we all have the very same vision.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? The very same vision. And in order for us to be successful, we piggyback off each and every employee vibe. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
When you have good chemistry,
it blends.
It blends.
Yeah, yeah.
It blends. And I mean, I would spill my heart out to you, brother, because I've been down before.
Uh-huh.
I watched my mother suffer with stage 4 lung cancer for some years.
Okay.
When she was first diagnosed with the lung cancer, she had almost every surgical procedure that the doctor recommended, that he recommended. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I, for my mother to be in stage 4 lung cancer and be a 17-year readmission cancer patient for 17 years, based on a simple test, a molecular diagnostic test. And if you don't explain, if you don't understand what that test is, let me explain it to you.
Okay.
The diagnostic test is no different than you pulling up your BMW to an automobile shop. The first thing they ask you when you walk in, you describe everything that's going on. The first thing they will say, oh, we need to do a diagnostic. That diagnostic is going to give you some findings, and the findings are going to be so almost accurate. You see what I'm saying? So when they find out exactly what's wrong with it, they continue the process to fix it, right?
Right, right.
The molecular diagnostic is similar. It is not... Your life is not an automobile, so let's get that correct. That was an example.
Yeah.
But what the molecular diagnostic test does, it gives you findings.
Give you who?
Give you findings, okay. Meaning that we'll collect some specimen out of your wound.
Okay.
Right? We will send that specimen to the laboratory. The pathology doctors, they will look into the biofilm of the wound. And they would track down and they would find what pathogen is slowing down the healing process in their wound. Okay?
Okay.
After they detect what their findings, they would send their prescription orders over to pharmacy. What's so powerful about this test, the pharmacy doctors, they in tune turn around and customize a antibiotic tailored to your DNA. Now, with that being said, once it's tailored to your DNA, the healing process reduces somewhere between 9 months, 6 months to 3 months to 30 to 45 days healing process. You see the distance from 9 months down to 30, 45 days healing process based on a molecular diagnostic. That's powerful. That's a tool that is not flawed. There's other tools that they use called aerobic and anaerobic culture sensitivity. I mean, it's some significant findings, but it's not going to tell you exactly what your body needs.
Right, okay.
It's not going to locate that pathogen like that diagnostic would. Make sense to you?
Yeah, I feel you.
That simple test, along with the surgical procedure that they did in surgery several times on my mother, I mean, she had small bowel obstruction. She had obstruction in her colon, and she had some obstruction in her bronch. But they did laser surgery. They did open invasive surgeries. And she always had what they had, lysis of adhesion, meaning her abdominal, her bowels always were sticking to her abdominal cavity and all that, you know, and she ended up back in the emergency room, and she going back to surgery again. But, you know, long story short, after they found out exactly what type of medication that they need to personalize for her, 17-year remission for stage 4 lung cancer. From that point forward, I've been working closely with pathology doctors, and that's been part of my practice in wound care.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's molecular diagnostic tests. Then not only that, it's no side effects. It's non-invasive. It gives you some form of some certainty and some accuracy on your healing process.
Okay.
Now, as far as hyperbaric medicine, that's another non-invasive procedure that you just sit in an oxygen chamber and you breathe free air, like we breathe in room air, but you breathe in oxygen. It reduces the inflammation inside of your body. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
I mean, it can take care of some significant problem, health problems as well. Some kid with autism, HBOT is good for autism.
Okay, all right, yeah.
You know, arthritis and any type kind of inflamed, you know, tissue inside your body, it can reduce the swelling inside just by breathing oxygen, something that you breathe every day. Don't, you're learning something now, right?
Yeah, I knew I was on this one.
These little non-invasive procedures, they're saving your life.
Okay, yeah.
They're not taking your life. They're not stealing your life. They're saving your life. You know what I'm saying? They're expanding your life, you know? I mean, along with prayer and non-invasive procedures, you still don't know what day you're going to die anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you stand a chance of living longer.
And healthier.
And healthier with the non-invasive procedures and alternative care. Not pharmaceutical care, but alternative care.
Mm.
Yeah, this is big. This is by far one of the biggest practice I ever built. The biggest environment of people I ever been associated with. And I'm serious. I mean, Elite Medical Group is by far one of the best multidisciplinary clinics I ever seen in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I mean, you got chiropractic. Everybody offer different different forms of healthcare. But the thing about Elite Medical, we have several locations. We have a location in Walnut, California. We have a location in Montclair, California. And if you associate with Alternative Healthcare LA with it, then you know we're right over on Long Beach Avenue. And we got a new location opening within the next couple of weeks on Vernon and Santa Monica.
Okay.
So, you know, we're still growing. I mean, it's because we're doing some good things. We're doing some positive things. You know what I mean? Dr. Lin and these ear acupuncture and all this wellness that he's associated with, the herbal vitamins and all the herbal tablets and things that he has in within his field of Chinese medicine, he's doing some good things for the community.
All right.
And now with the iLipo being non-invasive, that's just another component. It's just another division of our healthcare that we're doing. You see?
Yeah.
So, and I'm doing the seminars. I'm actually reeling in the patients, you know, just for that operation alone.
Oh, man, because I know it's going to be a lot of people once this video get out. People are going to really be coming to you because I know I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to come, somebody follow me with a camera for a change.
I know, right?
Yeah, so we can go, let me get, give me a videotape of me getting some of these services.
Well, not only that, you know, my team of healthcare professionals, we're advocates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not all of us, but majority of us, being nurses, doctors, technicians, we all done been through some things before. And you know, we human beings. You know, we've been through some things before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm first to say, God knocked me down just to pick me up before I moved here. And seriously, I'm glad to be here because the direction that he led me, I'm a beast. I'm serious. When I say I bleed my career, I love what I do. I'm excited about it. I can carry this microphone, and that can be my tool. That could be my instrument. as long as the people is willing to receive what I have to say, I'm not going to be deceptive. I'm not going to mislead you. I'm going to guide you to the right source. I'm going to be your voice, and I'm going to give you some resources. Now, whether you use those tools or not, it's totally up to you. This is why on December 5th, 2015, we are now putting together a health fair. We're going to do one in L.A., and we're going to do one in Montclair.
Okay.
We're going to do two health fairs between now and the Christmas holidays.
Okay.
Now, as far as the health fair goes, we're going to combine that with a toy drive.
All right, for the kids.
For the kids. So that means everybody going to benefit from this year. The adults can come for free health evaluation, routine stuff, blood pressure, glucose check, temperature, just basic routine stuff, you know what I mean? Okay. We're going to be doing some eye liposuction on that particular day. We're going to have the radio out. We're going to have the health department. We need to take a break.
We okay.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have the health department. We're going to have AIDS Foundation. We're going to have Alternative Healthcare LA. We're going to have the National Toxicology Laboratory employees out. We're going to have a universal testing consultant, Demetria, coming out.
Yes.
Of course, L.A. County Wellness Center coming out. And it's going to be a big collaboration. And we're going to have so many tours coming from corporate America. They're going to just shower the kids with tours this year.
Okay.
Every year get bigger. Last year, I adopted, with our organization, we adopted about 800-plus families like last year. This year, with this toy drive, it's going to be corporate sponsored, hopefully, to get more corporation involved in what we're doing. We did 800-plus families last year with the county of Los Angeles. This year, it's going to be Alternative Healthcare LA, and it's going to be Elite Medical Group. We're going to combine together with a significant amount of corporations here, right here in our city, in our county, and it's going to go for Santa Bernardino, as far as San Diego. We're going to be collecting toys and items for the kids this year. December 5th, y'all need to be at 9057 Central Avenue, Montclair, California. Now, as far as the one we're going to do in L.A., I hadn't come up with a date yet for that, but it's going to be at Gladys Park.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm going to put the word out. I'm going to put the bug out already.
Okay.
Yeah, for the homeless people, it's going to be at Gladys Park. And once again, Bobby,
yes,
it's going to be corporate sponsored.
That's what's
you got
up.
To know
that's
that.
What's up.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. You got to know it. If I can work closely with the county of Los Angeles, closely with the county for the last 3 years and help them adopt families, not 20 or 30, but up in the hundreds, and this is records. I'm just talking some crap. This is records.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can pick up the phone and you can call my colleague and they'll tell you, yeah, Dr. Jameson, he supported it. I walked down to the Skid Row, Union Mission, L.A. Mission, the Wine Guard. I'm signing people up. We passed our cell phones like last year through True Connect, whatever the other company used to be. But you see, we're in the community. We're doing something. This year, like tonight, this video, this show is going to corporate. And we need you, baby. We need you.
Right
I'm
on.
Asking for your contribution. This is my plea. You feel me?
Yeah.
This is my plea to you. I'm finna offer a challenge.
Uh-oh.
You heard about the water challenge and all this challenge.
Right.
My challenge to all corporate American business that you donate at least one toy for this community.
Right.
You will not believe how many kids you'll put a smile on their face with. That's my challenge to corporate America. I don't care about the DBAs. They don't have a lot of money. I'm talking about them corporate guys that I want to pay them taxes. It's a write-off. You said I put them on the spot, right?
Hey, that's a good one, too, because down there, like we did something this past weekend down there at Skid Row, and them kids were very, very excited, enjoying themselves, and some of them didn't even want to go home. So it's a beautiful thing, like say, for these kids to really uplift them at a young age, get them going.
Well, it's not rare that you find medical professionals just so eager to reach out to the community and empower, you know?
Yeah.
These are powerless people, and it takes people like us. Saturday,
the
hero day.
The superheroes.
So did you know them little kids man, deem me as a superhero?
You
know,
yeah.
I mean, I come down straight off work.
Yeah.
Right? After leaving the breast cancer awareness event, the kids deem me as a superhero with what? Wonder Woman, Superman.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Man, a whole bunch of them.
It was a whole bunch of them. Y'all missed a good time. Downtown Skid Row, Gladys Park, it was popping. It was going on. It was cracking. Y'all just missed a good one.
Oh, yeah, we got some pictures up. We're going to get some more pictures up and everything. But people got to understand who Skid Row really is. It's more than what the other media puts out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they just want to do all the negative. But y'all are really going to see real soon the other side of Skid Row coming out.
Well, yeah, it's some positive things. It's some positive things going on downtown Skid Row. And this is why I'm glad that I'm still in tune with the community. You know, I come from poverty. So, I mean, this is nothing to me. If God took everything away from me today, right at this instant, just gave me life and for me to breathe, let me tell you how smart I would be. You ready?
I'm ready.
Check this out. I would survive. I would learn how to craft a new way to live under the most unusual set of circumstances. And you have to keep that in mind because God said in his word he would give it and he also said he would take it.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So if you don't be humbled by him and be grateful and you've taken all the blessing for granted, he will knock you down. And you will have to dust yourself off and get back on track. I learned significant things by watching my leaders, the people that I looked up to. The moment that they reached that level where they thought they were sitting on top of the cloud, the same people that they passed going up, they had to pass them coming right back down.
Yep.
And guess what? I was still mid-range. You know what I'm saying? That's because I didn't take my blessing for granted. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have four wonderful children. And they watch me grow over the years. They watch me grow over the years. And they're not little. They grown now. But respect, ambitious, entrepreneurship has come from your house. It come from your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you empower your kids and let them know in advance, I'm not going to be here for you all your life.
Right.
You might leave before me or I might leave before you. At least if I leave before you, you can say I was empowered by my father and I know that I don't have to work for you to survive, that I can start my own business.
Right on.
Entrepreneurship. People holler about, they preach about, well, I got a felon on my record. I cannot get a job. But if you learn how to cook and you go to the restaurant and the restaurant don't hire you and you know how to cook, the easy thing for you to do is do what Lynn did at that doggone park. Make you some corn dogs and sell them. You're not going to fire yourself, right?
I hope they won't.
If you know how to braid hair, go to school.
Yep.
You can get a degree, not a degree, you get a license in cosmetology with a felon on your record.
Mm-hmm.
Go to barber school.
Right.
You can get a license with a felon on your record as long as you be remorseful and stay educated.
Right.
That's key. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be willing to learn and receive.
Just don't give up.
You can't give up. Like, you got the UBS thing going on. That's entrepreneurship.
You're right, right.
You know who I work for?
You work for?
I work for Robert James. I work for me.
Right on.
No, that's what I work for.
Yeah.
I work for myself.
Yeah.
It's entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just that I have a unique way of sharing my wealth. Yeah. I have a unique way of sharing my wealth. I go out and I empower people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm poor as a big old boy. I'm poor, but I go out and I share my wealth. I'm rich in spirit. Can't beat that.
That's what people really got to understand, because people put too much. We know we need it. It's a tool, but people put too much value in the paper money. They put more value in the paper money than they do human life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why they don't really take care of themselves, because they're not even thinking about taking care of nobody else.
Right. Do we have any callers calling in? We're going to continue on talking.
I think people are listening.
They're
talking about medical. People want
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm giving them an earful today because, I mean, it's important for me to spread what I know to people.
Yes.
It's non-invasive procedure. It's non-pharmaceutical medicine. It's natural medicine. It's marijuana if that's going to help you out. But it's natural. You know what I'm saying? I just think my quest now is to ask the community to reach out and help the unfortunate ones. You know, the holidays are coming around.
Yes.
You know, this is some time now that I'm going to be going really, really hard on community advocate. I'm going to be doing magazines for healthcare. I'm going to be doing liposuction on Black Friday right after Thanksgiving for anybody want to come in and lose some inches. They're going to be losing the inches complimentary, meaning for free. We can make you lose some inches in less than 20 minutes.
Right.
Some inches. If we're able to get you in and you go through that little process of the iLipo procedure, Dr. Lynn is going to be doing ear acupuncture on the very same day. We're going to be doing acupuncture, body acupuncture for pain relief on that day. I'm going to be doing a lot of the neurodiagnostic tests and the nerve conductions, just samples, you know, for findings on that day.
Okay.
The toy drive, we're going to have so many corporations out supporting us. Free STD and HIV testing. We're going to have a beautiful day on December 5th. The health fair, it's going to be one of the biggest I've ever been involved with. And, I, in fact, I've been involved in some big health fairs.
Right.
But I just think what's going to make this thing go over well is the corporate sponsorship for the toy drive.
Right.
I'm challenging you guys. Yeah. I mean, I don't put my plea out, my quest.
Yeah.
I mean, I just need for you guys to understand the community, they need us.
True.
I mean, we're blessed. We're so freaking blessed. I mean, I can't even count my blessings. They're too numerous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I go to work, people say I'm happy-go-lucky. I'm lucky because God gave me life to reach out to someone else that don't know what I know. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
I mean, to empower somebody that comes into your practice where they fidgeted, they have this form of anxiety, they have all this oxidative stress going on, and they don't know how to relieve these symptoms, you know? And the easy thing for me to do is say, go see Dr. Lynn for that.
you
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you worried about your diet, you worried about your fat cells, you worried about your thighs, your chin, with all this fat baby looking turkey stuff up under your chin, you know.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you're looking to get rid of all of that. Then you can come and see me. I can consult you about the iLipo. I can tell you exactly how this process works, how this procedure works, how better you will feel after the fact that you have a couple of series of it. You know.
Okay.
I mean, you'll see for yourself that you're gonna feel better. You have to exercise. You have to have something joint with that to have better results,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So my suggestion is if you plan on coming to see us at Elite Medical Group, we're looking for a commitment. We're looking for someone that want to come into our practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you come into our practice, knowing that you got to go through sessions, not one, several sessions, and we make the prices so affordable for you to afford so you don't have to have that problem of rebuttal. Just come on in.
See, people are not used to something like that.
No.
So it might take a while to register. Like, wait a minute, did he just say that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we customize all our packages. You know why? Because we have control over our practice.
Okay.
This is not political stuff.
Right.
This is not governmental stuff. This is not the kind of stuff that gets you caught up and trapped up.
Okay.
These are some things that we're trying to do to help you better care for your health. Take control. Take action. Don't ignore the symptoms. Get the job done. These are some things that we're doing positive with the Elite Medical Group and Alternative Healthcare LA. So on December the 5th, 2015, I need to see you guys at the Montclair location. That's going to be 9057 Central Avenue, Montclair, California, 91763. This is what's going to pop off the toy drive, a significant health fair, a whole lot of freebies, free health care, free health evaluation, free STD testing, free HIV testing, free. We're going to be doing it that big in Montclair.
Okay.
Then hopefully we're going to be trying to come to Gladys Park. If not before December the 5th, it's going to be right around them. But it won't be on Black Friday. Black Friday, you need to be the elite medical group and take control of this free iLipo.
Because
you eat a lot on
sure.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because I'll be promoting that for sure, because I might be coming up there to you.
Yeah. So, but in our new location over on Vermont and Santa Monica, we're going to be doing some big things over there, because right now, personal injuries, we connected with a lot of attorneys for personal injuries. We do see clients for worker comp, PPO, HMO. We do some some Medicare.
Okay.
We do Medicare some on certain treatments, and certain treatments that Medicare don't take. But we do nerve conduction, vascular neurodiagnostics, a whole lot of treatments. This is going to be by far one of the next best operation that you're going to find in L.A. County.
Yeah, I feel that too myself, because I'm for real, though. I'm like joking around, but I'm going to come fill y'all out and everything.
I mean, I know what you need. You need acupuncture first. Yeah. Then you're going to have this neurovascular diagnostic test to basically find out about your circulation. You need to find out about that.
Yeah,
I mean, early detection for you at 45 years old, boy, you're getting old. Up there. I'm 54. And looking like you and I could be brothers. And like we could be twins at 45, too.
Yeah.
But I just feel that good. You know?
Yeah.
And I want to thank Skid Row, too, man, because for me to have to go through a process and help my people along the way, it was phenomenal for me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because, of course, I didn't know anyone. So, I mean, I think the best thing could happen to me that I went to Skid Row and built my name, my reputation, and let people know exactly who I am, and let them know I'm not part of the problem. I'm part of the solution for the problem. You see what I'm saying? And being an advocate for the community, they was able to embrace that and invite me into their heart and let us work together as a team and address the issue that was your concern. So with that alone, it molded me to be grateful to help someone. And I always had to say, where's your insurance card? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have your deductible? Do you have your office fee? You know, all these things that are associated with that. So with the with that being said, man, you know, I appreciate you letting me come back on your show and spill my guts out.
Yeah, man, we need this information. No, that's why I'm all about information, getting it to the people, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of stuff, like people talk, you got a talk show, and most of the time you're not the main one talking. I said, because I'm listening. I'm observing. I'm learning. All these shows I've done, you know, I might not have said a whole lot in all of them, but I was paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's what I want other people to do.
Right.
You know, absolutely. Use my name to bring people to some new information that they wouldn't normally go to. That's mainly what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to bring a different awareness, because I want to help upgrade and enhance the quality of life with our people, with our health, and also with our wealth.
Absolutely, absolutely. But like I said, you want to come to, you can come to either one of our locations. Right now, we serving in Montclair, 9057 Central Avenue, like I said, once Montclair, California. And we do have an office over in Walnut, California.
Okay.
At 2265 Valley Boulevard, Suite E. That's going to be 2265 Valley Boulevard, Suite E. And that's in Walnut, California.
Okay.
And I want to give a shout out again to all the cancer survivors. God knows that, you know, without the resources that we have, you know, we wouldn't have an opportunity to try to assist you with the cure. But the cure to cancer is just simple. Just don't ignore the symptoms.
Right.
You can end cancer right today if you just take control, take action. Early detection is key to treatment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Early detection is key. And I have to keep saying it over and over
again.
Right on,
the repetition, because we got to start pushing this type of information out.
Absolutely.
More.
I have a sister. My youngest sister, she had breast cancer. She's still around, but early detection is key. And she's, 53 years old.
Okay.
And she fought the battle. She's cancer-free now. So if she can do it, you can do it too. But Elite Medical Group, 9057, Montclair, California. And December the 5th, Corporate America, we're depending on you to make this event successful. Our first annual health fair and tour drive.
All right. So you got any information how people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, if you want to contact me personally, You can contact me at 213-258-5112, or you can call my nurse administrator. Her name is Adrienne, and you can also reach her at 909-434-2799. You can ask for Dr. Jameson or Adrienne of Elite Medical Group, a division of Alternative Healthcare LA.
Hey, hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, I hope y'all really enjoyed all this great medical information. We all need this. And also, I want to say, y'all get this show, y'all pay attention and listen. And when you go holler at Dr. Jameson, give me that referral, all right?
That's right,
Bobby Buck sent you,
the Bobby Buck Show.
Yep. And I hope y'all had a great time listening to our show and watching us. And for now, we out.
We out, baby.
Log on, log on, log on, log on to BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Log on, log on, log on, log on, log on, log on to BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com.